Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and hear what the divine messages are for today. And we will introduce ourselves as we always do, so you'll know who it is that you're talking to. So here is the magical Easy Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I thank God every, Tuesday and Thursday morning when we connect. It's just such a blessing to be able to do this. So I say thank you, and thank you, Barbara, for taking the time to connect with me so that we could help others. A little bit about my journey. My journey is a crazy journey. I resonate with crazy. Barbara knows that by now. And I put an intention out to the universe that I really think that this kind of work is cool. And it started by watching the Long Island Medium with my niece, and the universe was listening. So make sure that you know what you're asking for. I'm glad the universe is listening because I love this journey and I love helping people. So after I put that intention out to the universe, lo and behold, I had sugar cookies in a big 2-pound container flying off my kitchen countertop. My cell phone began to text me. It was my cousin's friend from the other side. And spirit was sitting on me, actually sitting on me where I said, please get off, I can't breathe. And this is the way they got my attention because I guess I didn't see the little things they were putting before me. So it's really easy if you listen to the little things. It really is. So all of this craziness, in fact, propelled me forward onto the path that I'm on today. And again, I just love this path. It's so amazing. Everything was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I discovered, wow, I have this strong connection with spirit. Since that time, I've never looked back. I do have a background in law enforcement, but spirit wanted me to serve in this way, and I feel so fulfilled. I always felt like something was missing. So I traded in my 357. And now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and we can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She really is divine. It took me a while to realize it. When we first connected, she threatened me. What a way to start off a relationship, but it's fine. Joan has left this door open, and others walk through it continually. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. And I'm so blessed to be here and, to bring forth my unique brand of messages and healing to people at regular intervals as well. And I'm here to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love. And you may hear Jackson in the background. And he's rounding up all the spirits that have come in to listen today, Barbara.
Well, wonderful. Thank you, Jackson. I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people to clear out the old beliefs so that they can change their lives, because our lives are based on what we think, what we believe, what we have been programmed to be. And as part of my journey, I'm looking for myself, because this all started with me looking for myself. I have been gifted with a healing modality called energy upcycling, and this is something that the divine gave to me, and it's an amazing way of clearing out the old energy and moving forward in your life, and I absolutely love it. This is life changing for me because it's helping me to truly become more. And I know that just sounds like some random thing to say, but it's the truth. because we are taught to think of ourselves as small and insignificant and absolutely nothing. And one day, you know, if we're good enough to everybody else in the world, something good will happen to us. And I am letting go of all of those old thoughts, all of those old patterns, and recognizing who I already am. I already have everything that I desire. And I am now opening up to actually experiencing that. And so it's a wonderful, wonderful experience. And so I do this energy of cycling, and this month I'm doing it at a special price. So for $99, you get 30 minutes, and you can make huge changes in your life in 30 minutes, and it's beyond words. I'm also a conscious channel, a speaker, an author, a teacher, an energy healer, an innate releaser, an infinity healer, and a thousand and one other things that I've learned throughout my journey. This is about you and your life, and I'm here to help you if that's something that you desire. So check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, and there's even a tab that talks about the energy upcycling if that sparks some interest in you. And feel free to send me an email if you have any questions at barbara.healing@gmail.com. All right, DC, now it is time for us to hear some of those messages. So what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, you know, this morning, I don't know what went on. I was actually getting a message from Ginger. She was bringing forth a message for today's show, and all of a sudden, my computer went haywire. It was slipping through all these screens, and the keyboard was typing, and it wasn't in English. It was in another language or maybe a couple different languages. And the one message, I don't understand it. I was just picking out words of the, you know, of this message, trying to put it together, you know. So it's just, it's so funny. But I do have part of Ginger's message. You think that you'd like to hear it?
Yes.
Okay. So she was saying, hey, guys, good morning. It's me, Ginger. Are you ready to peel away all that fear, all that resentment, negativity, anger, guilt, and old habits, and basically everything that's holding you back? She's saying, Jesus is here with Mother Mary, the angels, your guides, your guardians, your divine team, your ancestors, your family members. And she's saying, and I'm also seeing some pretty cool pets as well. And as we know, they are angels with fur. And they're all waiting for you to connect with your innate body and transform all that no longer serves you, and, you know, and instead replacing it with joy. Life's not always easy. It does get tough. And, you know, we can help. You don't have to go through this alone. We're always here for you. Barbara Grace and my mom, DC, will get you back on track. And it doesn't cost anything except a little bit of your time and your willingness to let go of what no longer serves you. You'll feel so much better and glad that you called in. And, Barbara, that's as far as I got with the message. So, I mean, it was a great message, but, I mean, that's as far as I got. And Jackson is walking around with my high-heeled boots on and his police hat, so I started to giggle. Trying to keep a straight face here. But I have another message. A few years ago, Jesus asked that I deliver this message to a beautiful couple that I knew. And the reason why is because they were not open to hearing directly from him. And I really hadn't even started, you know, I was thinking about it. Well, when exactly was it? And it had to be like 2013 because I wasn't even on this path yet. So, you know, and I when I reread these messages, Barbara, no, they're Grammys. You know, they're channeled. And when I read them, I'm in awe. I'm thinking, wow, is that the message that I really sent? That is like so cool. So here's the message. Okay. So a few years ago, I delivered a message to a beautiful couple that I knew, and they were not open to hearing directly from Jesus. But, of course, they would be open to hearing from me. And here is just one of the messages. No matter how bad the situation is, stay positive. God loves you and is always beside you. If you remain positive, life challenges become easier to deal with. Circumstances are never negative or positive by themselves. In negative circumstances, you may find it hard to change your thoughts, but you need to have acceptance. It will help to remain positive when you're facing difficult circumstances. The term acceptance refers to a neutral switch within us. Flip it from the negative, which means I don't like what's going on, to a neutral position, dealing with the facts and not having a negative opinion. It is like making peace with the situation. The more you accept and not judge, and the more peace you put into the situation, you will find peace within yourself. Also, when you are more willing to accept the situation, you will have a better insight and be able to take steps in the right direction. So try to practice this positive affirmation. This is happening, and it's okay. This will help you to release resistance and grow calmer. And then try to visualize your negative circumstances. See them disappearing. And imagine that you are now in the future and all the negative in your life is gone. Imagine that you are in the future and you are telling, you know, the you that's in the present advice on the future. Your future self would encourage you not to worry. And try to lighten up now and relax. Everything's going to work out. You have to try to stay centered and maintain a sense of direction. Focus on doing something that you like. It'll give you an overall sense of well-being. Find inner peace. Try to cultivate peace in all areas of your life. This will help you to reduce the levels of stress you're having. Cultivate your sense of humor, because as we know, humor always, you know, allows you to release tension and live in joy, because joy brings peace in your life. Be grateful for all the beautiful aspects of your life. Move forward in faith and take the first step, faith forward. You don't have to see the whole staircase, but just take that first step. Every transition that we make is taking a step in faith. And as we know, life is full of decisions. So pray that each step you take is a step in faith, and always place your faith in God's hands. Although the steps of faith, they do look a little scary, you know, you've got to remember that your life has been mapped out throughout eternity. And take heart and feel strength in the knowledge that God has that moment already prepared for you, and all you have to do is take the next step. So faith does not make things easy by any means, but it does make things possible. So start today, and why not take God-sized steps? And Barbara, that was the message that I had gotten. I believe it may have been in 2013.
Wonderful.
So that's what I have for today. Like I said, the other message I was doing with Ginger, I was, you know, channeling what she said. And all of a sudden, like, I was speaking to a Facebook friend, and, like, everything was just all over the place. My electronics went haywire. And like I said, I channeled this message that has, I think, several different languages in it. So I don't exactly know what it means, but the words that I were guided, like, to look at, they were positive. So I think it's a beautiful message that is sort of like a puzzle that I'm going to have to decipher.
I think it's wonderful. It's just
it really is. It really is.
Expanding your awareness. Well, thank you, DC. And now we will hear what Jesus wants to channel to us right now in this moment. All right. Here we go. Good morning, my beloved. Welcome. Welcome to a new day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to the opportunity to change. For you see, it is change that is an important part of your life. You are not taught that change is necessary, but it is. Change is what gives you interest in life. Change gives you the anticipation, the wonder. You want your life to be something that you look forward to. And change is a part of that. So if you are one of the people who is always fighting against change, trying to keep everything exactly the way it used to be, I invite you to stop. Start embracing change, allowing change. It's how you evolve. It's how you grow. It's how you open up to being you. So don't be afraid of change. Let change be your friend. Let change help you to create what you truly desire and move out of what you feel stuck in. Because you are never stuck. You are never stuck because you are always changing. So start today. Open up and change. We are always here to help you. We will guide you to what is for your highest good so that you can be the very best possible version of who you already are. We love you. We love you exactly as you are. We love you. Always.
Okay,
that's what he wanted to share.
Oh, awesome, awesome message. And Ginger's saying it's a thankful Thursday, Barbara. And I'm thankful that we're here and we're ready to help others.
Me too. It is a
awesome,
wonderful day. Okay, so we will now go to our callers. And the first one is from area code 805. Hello.
Thank you. Hi. Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Great, Donna. How are you?
Great, Barbara. Hi, DC.
What can we do for you?
Yes?
We're so happy you joined us.
Oh, thank you. I would like to meet a male partner, and about 2 months ago during my meditation, I did get a message that came through that said it's coming soon, and I've been asking for more abundance and also for a male partner to come in, and when I received the message, I felt such love and gentleness and softness and gratitude. I wanted to know what you were picking up, please.
Okay. Awesome. Well, the first thing that I'm getting is that you're very intuitive, and your dreams are giving you, like, a lot of messages. So are you journaling the messages that you're getting?
No.
Okay.
I can, because though. I could start doing that.
Yeah, I would start doing that. Pay attention to what you're feeling. Be aware more so of your subconscious thoughts, because as we know, you know, our thoughts do create our reality. And I'm getting the word forgiveness. You're holding on to some kind of feelings that really, you know, that don't help you and they don't serve you any longer. And at times those feelings can cause pain. So the angels are coming in, and they're asking, you know, do you want to get rid of that toxic burden that you're carrying? Because it'll truly change your life.
Okay.
So you're holding on to something that we would recommend releasing. They're very old emotional burdens, Donna, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, Mother Mary is there. She's wrapping you in her beautiful powder blue blanket. And she's just, you know, she's embracing you and surrounding you with unconditional love. And she's saying, you know, Donna, the angels have been sending you signs. And I see, like, signs coming almost like it's a steady stream of signs, okay? So possibly you may not be paying attention to you know, the messages and the signs you're receiving. Do you ever, like, turn on the radio, maybe even in your car, and all of a sudden you hear, like, a song and certain, like, words of the song stick out to you? They're like, they stick in your head and you can't, like, get rid of them?
Yeah.
That would be one.
And also,
okay, well, that would be one of the ways that the angels are communicating. Write it down. I mean, the possibilities, they're unlimited. For me, I mean, I could be driving in traffic. I look over, there's a tractor trailer, and there's a sign on the side of it that has nothing to do with the company they work for. Okay, electronic billboards have had the same effect. There'd be like a message that, you know, would say something spiritual, and it was at a car wash. So I really laugh. I say, thank you, angels. I you know, I've got that. Or you're out eating, and maybe like at the next table, people are talking, and you overhear a conversation. Well, you were meant to overhear the conversation because there's a message for you in there as well. Okay? So if you're not hearing those messages, ask the angels to give you a little bit more clarity. Okay? And now I want to talk about boundaries. Okay, I feel like a little, like even a little tickle in my throat. You're not standing up for yourself, possibly not really speaking your truth, and maybe you're afraid of confrontation with someone, okay? And the divine always recommends that we do maintain boundaries. It's very important, but the boundaries that we recommend, they're made with love, and there's no fear in those boundaries. And, excuse me, when you speak to someone, you're going to do it in a loving way if you invite the divine to be with you, okay? And people will not be offended. Okay. They'll actually say, wow, that's, you know, she's amazing, you know, and I get that. So with all the stuff that's going on, I see you walking, and then all of a sudden you took three steps and you're stuck. You can't walk any further. There's some kind of a situation that really feels like you're stuck, you know. And within that situation, I feel like, you know, it could make you feel powerless, confused. It could bring about physical pain. So all of the stuff you're holding on to, I would recommend that you be willing to surrender it. Okay, the angels are placing a beautiful golden box at your feet, Donna, and they're saying, Donna, please, put all your cares and worries in this box. And when you do, you know, when you tell the angels, okay, I did it, thank you, I'm finished, they're going to take it to heaven, and then the issues are no longer yours, okay?
Okay.
So remember, when you're worrying about someone, it's someone or something, you're actually, you're putting up like a gate where the situation, you know, cannot be healed, okay? And when we worry, what are we doing? We're just giving ourselves more things to worry about, okay? So, you know, you calling in today is a sign from above that this is your divine time for some emotional releasing, okay, where Donna's going to shift from fear to faith, okay? And,
yes,
you know, you're going to be, you know, like really able to see what's going on, because I feel like there's something, you know, that's not being revealed. It could be you not revealing something about yourself, or maybe even someone that you know. And it makes you feel like, you know, like, oh my gosh, like you're, you know, you don't have good feelings, almost like you're so vulnerable. And Mother Mary and the angels are saying, Donna, we are here, and we're going to, you know, help you to see through the situation through the eyes of love, to really be honest and to, of course, resolve this situation. So with that being said, are you ready for a little bit of healing, Donna?
Yes, please.
Okay, Barbara?
Okay, Donna. So we are going to make some of those wonderful dear innate statements. So I just want you to repeat what I say, okay?
Okay.
All right. Dear innate, I forgive the people who hurt me.
Dear innate, I forgive the people that hurt me.
Dear innate, I release my attachment to the past.
Dear innate, I release my attachment to the past.
Dear innate, I choose to move forward in my life.
Dear innate, I choose to move forward in my life.
Dear innate, my heart is open to love.
Dear innate, my heart is open to love.
Dear innate, I release all fear.
Dear innate, I release all fear.
Dear innate, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear innate, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Here innate, I open to the truth of me.
Dear innate, I open to the truth of me.
Okay, take a nice, deep, deep breath. Dear innate, I am attracting the perfect partner into my life.
Dear innate, I am attracting the perfect partner into my life.
Dear innate, I deserve to be loved and adored.
Dear innate, I deserve to be loved and adored.
Dear innate, I release all past relationships.
Dear innate, I release all past relationships.
Dear innate, I allow love to heal my life.
Dear innate, I allow love to heal my life.
Take another nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Yeah, I feel good. It's like what a relief. It's very nice.
And I want to warn you that when guidance gives you a message and they say something is happening soon is one of those words that you never know exactly what it means. And they do that on purpose so that we are just open to living our lives. So do things that you love, things that make you laugh, things that make you shine. That makes it even more quick for the person to find you because they will be attracted by your light, by your beautiful energy. So make sure that you are smiling. It isn't like you have to, wear your fanciest clothes whenever you leave the house. That's not what they're looking for. They're looking for the light within you. That is what is going to attract them. So do the things you love and enjoy your life. And that special someone will find you more easily. Okay?
Yes. Thank you, Barbara. And thank you, DC.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It. You too have a wonderful day.
Have a blessed
you
day.
Too.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We are going to go to the caller from area code 951. I think this is Nathaniel. And I want to remind everybody else that if you want to talk to us, don't forget to press the number 1 so that that symbol comes up on the studio board. Okay. This is Nathaniel. Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
Great, how about you?
Good.
So what can we do for you today?
I'm going to see if I can get some message from Spirit instead of healing.
All righty. Let's see what DC is getting.
Good morning, Nathaniel. So nice to hear your voice. You know what? The first thing that I'm seeing is, Nathaniel, you're in this little rowboat. And Ginger's showing me a visual that you've got a hole in the rowboat and you're bailing water out as fast as you can. And you're like, oh, my gosh, like, I can't do this any faster. And Ginger's, there. And then you look to your left and you say, hi, Ginger. I didn't even realize you were with me right now. And she's saying, Nathaniel, you are the one that created the hole in the first place. So since you made the hole, you also have the power to plug it up. So, Nathaniel, put a plug in the hole, okay? And the message is, it's not about, like, all the chaos, all the havoc that's in your life. It's about managing, what's going on in your life, okay? So that's why Ginger brought about that, that crazy little visual, okay? So she's wanting to, you to know that you're the one that creates, the world around you. So really, you know, think about, like, good stuff is what she's saying, you know? And allow the angels to walk with you daily, okay? Sometimes that's all it takes, a little inspiration, a little bit of a nudge, and, you know, and you're able to see your higher self, Nathaniel, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, give thanks because, you know, your higher self is amazing and you really don't, you know, you're not seeing that. So I'm asking the angels to come in and to really let you see yourself, you know, through the eyes of love. Because if you could see yourself the way they see you, Nathaniel, you would be truly, truly, truly amazed, okay? You are an amazing being and we're all, you know, connected to the divine. We're all part of that divine, okay? So you've got to realize that, you know, we're all part of the great I am. And whatever you're worried about, whatever the question is, of course, Ginger's saying, Nathaniel, the answer is always love, okay? So whatever you're thinking about, whether it's a person or a situation, just surround it with love. And allow that love to heal with whatever is going on, okay? And don't forget, you've got, you know, you've got this divine team with you that is so amazing, Nathaniel, and they're always with you, okay? So surround yourself with that beautiful energy, the highest energy, and get ready for some amazing things to happen. There's going to be opportunities. There's going to be miracles. And you're even going to attract people into your life and have beautiful relationships. And now Ginger has a marker, and she's writing in the sky, miracles. Nathaniel, you know, I see like I'm looking. There's several clouds up in the sky that says that is saying Nathaniel's miracles, okay? So allow those miracles to come in, okay? And know that the divine is there. Whenever you feel like a little bit weak or you're losing faith, let them help you. Lean on them, just like you would a good friend, Nathaniel, okay? And get ready for those miracles to occur, hon, okay? And you've got to love yourself. Love yourself, and every day, take good care of you first thing in the morning. Give yourself some light and love and, you know, tell yourself, Nathaniel, I love you. You are God's creation, and you're perfect just the way you are. So you've got to, you know, you've got to realize that. And, you know, I hope that you, you know, feel as proud as you as we do and the divine does, hon. Okay? And be mindful of your thoughts. Okay? So just watch, you know, be conscious of what you're saying and what you're feeling. Because positive words, you know, are so much better than negative words. Negative words only bring us down, and they stop us from going forward. Okay, and the angels are coming in, Nathaniel, to really help you to pay attention to the, you know, the messages your body is giving you, okay? And if we think about what we feel in our gut area, it's sort of like, you know, like it's like a little truth detector. It tells you if someone is, you know, true or not, okay? So trust that, you know, trust that area where you get that gut feeling. And if you feel uncomfortable around someone, it's because, you know, the divine is trying to help you to know, you know, what kind of people to be with and what kind to stay away from, okay? And I'm getting a little tingle in my toes with you, too, and you've got to be able to speak your truth, Nathaniel. I don't feel like at times that, you know, you don't want to create any situation or anything, but, you know, you don't speak your truth. And you really have to speak your truth, Nathaniel, because you're going to do it in a loving way. And when we do that, it doesn't hurt anyone. Okay, so the angels are saying, you know, everything is going to get better, and Ginger's saying, Nathaniel, everything's on the upswing, okay? She's asking me if you're watching what you're eating, because she's saying, you know, you could use a little improvement in that area.
Okay.
Okay? Okay, so... Okay. I sort of feel like spiritually, like you're stuck in the mud. You're not going forward on your path, okay? And you just, you know, there's so much out there that you could get knowledge from. You know, there's a lot out there, like with the internet that we have these days as well, okay? But Ginger's saying, Nathaniel, you've got to live in the moment because truly that's all we have, okay? And, you know, just maintain a positive attitude. And, you know, allow yourself to be filled with great energy. So I feel that you could use a little bit of, like, a spiritual tune-up, if that's okay with you.
Oh, that's great. That's what I'm looking for.
Great, Nathaniel. And we're so happy that you're here. We're always blessed to have you amongst us, okay? So
great.
With that
Thanks,
being said, I'm going to turn it over to Barbara for a little bit of dear innate healing, okay?
Sweet.
Barbara?
Okay, Nathaniel. The first thing they're telling me is, and this is a message that I got years ago too, and they're saying that it's time now for you to have this message. When you see yourself, you know, out on that beautiful body of water and you're in that rowboat, they want you to know that if you simply look to your left, you will see next to the rowboat a luxury yacht, the most luxurious luxury yacht ever created. They're saying that that's yours. Get out of the rowboat and get on your yacht. Why are you rowing? That's their way of saying that we really do deserve to have an amazing, absolutely exquisite life. And the only thing that keeps us from doing that is that we believe we're stuck in those rowboats. So get out of the rowboat and get on your yacht. It's waiting to take you wherever it is you desire to be. And it takes you there in luxury to have every single need met, to just be the beautiful, amazing being that you already are. So this is their way of helping you to wake up to you. Okay, so let's do some dear innate statements to, I think that we're going to be getting you out of the rowboat. So, dear innate, I release the rowboat.
Dear innate, I release the rowboat and approach and enter the yacht.
Dear innate, I deserve the yacht.
Dear innate, I deserve, I am boarding the yacht now.
Dear innate, I am more than I know.
Dear innate, I am way more than I know.
Dear innate, I allow my life to change.
Dear innate, I allow my life to change for the better.
Dear innate, I am open to the truth of me.
Dear innate, I am open to the truth of me.
Dear innate, I no longer live in the past.
Was that a block the past?
I no longer live in the past.
Year date, I no longer live in the past.
Year date, I am creating my life anew.
Year date, I am creating my life anew.
Dear innate, I accept the changes in me.
Dear innate, I accept the changes in me.
Dear innate, I am moving forward.
Dear innate, I am moving forward.
And take a nice deep breath. All right, how does that feel?
Good, thank you.
Okay, so now make sure you are always thinking thoughts of someone who deserves to be living on a yacht, not in a rowboat. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to sacrifice. It doesn't have to be less. You are moving into the land of more, of opulence, of deserving, of love. That's who you are. Okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Talk to you next time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to our caller from area code 504. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Deborah.
Hello, Deborah. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, I would like to know if I could have a message.
About anything in particular or just whatever is there?
Yeah, work. I'm looking and it's getting a little hairy and I don't want to go out by being, I want to find something because my manager would love to fire me and I would like to go out on my own terms. I was wondering if you see that that's going to happen.
All right, let's see what DC is getting first. DC?
Yes, Deborah. Very nice to connect with you, hon.
Thanks.
Okay, I'm getting that you have a lot to bring to the table for a prospective employer, okay? And I see little clovers all around you, so you've got a lot of luck, okay?
Oh, good.
Just to visualize what it is that you are wanting. Because when we visualize it, it helps to bring it in to manifest faster. Okay?
Okay.
I'm getting some of the talent that you have. You could work on it a little bit to make it come in, you know, a little bit more clearly. But I'm also seeing, on the other hand, you know, I don't know if it's this job or something else, but you're holding on to, like, you know, like some kind of, like, negativity, some
yeah.
kind of fear. And you can't
yeah.
go forward and, you know, really be the person you want to be and to connect and show that beautiful energy that's within you, okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm getting, like, grief, pain, past abuse, you know, like even
right.
if it was verbally from an employer. And you've got to allow that.
No, it's from current. She.
Okay,
she
well, I mean, there's all that junk in you. And
yeah.
we've got to get rid of it to release that pain and reclaim your power and say, you know, I am
okay.
amazed. Okay,
okay.
so. Do is I'm immediately, you know, asking that you connect with Barbara. And we're gonna get back on track. We're gonna give you a little bit of a spiritual adjustment, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Awesome.
Okay, Deborah, we are going to make some of those wonderful dear innate statements.
Great.
And we are going to one of the things that they're telling me that you need to do is forgive your boss. And I know there may be a part of you that's saying, why should I forgive her? She's being, you know, whatever it is she's saying. But
no, I do, but
so
over and over.
You can,
over
we're do it
and
so
over.
You can move forward, okay?
Yes, thank you, yeah.
Okay. Dear Innate, I forgive my boss for being a bitch.
Dear Innate, I forgive my boss for being a bitch.
Dear Innate, I let go of any need for revenge.
Ooh, that's a good one. Dear Innate, I let go for any need for revenge.
Dear Innate, I am the one in charge of my life.
I like that. Dear Innate, I am the one in charge of my life.
Dear Innate, I take back my power and authority.
Dear Innate, I take back my power and my authority.
Dear Innate, I have clarity about my life's purpose.
That's a good one. Dear Innate, I have clarity about my life's purpose.
Dear Innate, I am open to seeing the good in every situation.
Dear Innate, I'm hoping to see the good in every situation.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear Innate, I am never stuck.
Dear Innate, I am never stuck.
Dear Innate, I have the power to change.
Dear Innate, I have the power to change.
Dear Innate, I am attracting the perfect job to me.
Dear Innate, I am attracting the perfect job to me.
Dear Innate, I unconditionally love and accept myself.
Dear Innate, I conditionally love and accept myself.
Okay, it's unconditionally.
Oh, dear Innate, I unconditionally love and accept myself.
Okay, and take a nice deep breath.
Whew. That feels awesome.
Hey, how does that feel? Good.
It feels great. I'm gonna go back and write those down because they were on the nose. I'm going to say something and I might have to re-say it. I really don't know what my purpose is. So when you said that, it clicked. Because I know that's my next job is something that's truly in my purpose. And it's frustrating, you know?
Well, you know, you might want to just start making a list of the things that you absolutely love, things that you love doing. It doesn't matter whether they're connected with a job or not. Just make a list of what it is that brings you joy, what it is that makes you smile and laugh when you're doing it. And then after you make the list, go back over it and see how that connects to your career.
Okay.
Because there is a connection.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And you will see it. So, great. Wonderful. And,
I adore you. My dog Ginger is, she showed me a visual, so I had myself on mute. I couldn't stop laughing. And she's showing me your boss, and the boss is saying, "Hi, Deborah, you know, have a good day." And then you said, "Okay, have a good day." So you just packed up your things and went home. Because you can't have a good day there where you are presently. So I couldn't stop laughing. And it was so, so funny. But I am getting that you are going to have a job that you love that has a lot of security with it.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I mean, I do forgive her. It's just over and over, and she's a schemer and a shitster and all that stuff. So I do daily work on this. You know what I mean? Like, she just finds a new way. So everything you said was pretty perfect.
Yep. And I just have opportunities coming your way because you just let go of all the crap that you didn't need, you know?
Thank you so much, lady.
All you have to
do
is focus on your heart's desires. What brings you joy, Deborah? Find something that brings you joy, and it will help you to get on the path to your purpose.
Okay.
Okay, because I myself, like you said, I watched the Long Island Medium with my niece, and we watched, like, they had a marathon. I watched about 5 episodes in a row with her, and all we did was laugh. And then I just said, oh, my gosh, you know, Kel, I would love to do something like this. And lo and behold, the universe was listening. And, you know, just by watching the Long Island Medium, I find myself here today.
Okay. Awesome.
It's easier than you think, and all you have to do is just connect with your joy, hon, okay?
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. It'll help me today at work. I'll be thinking about y'all.
Well, that's great. We're here for you. We're here Tuesday and Thursday, and we have another show on Sunday, so you can connect with us often, and we'll help you to stay on track.
Okay. And, Barbara, did you just say something, too?
Yes, I was going to say that they're saying when it comes to your boss and she's being whatever terminology you want to use.
Prickly.
See her wrapped in a beautiful pink blanket of love. Just keep wrapping her in that blanket, surrounding her by love, and letting her go. Do not take her personally.
Okay.
Whatever she is doing is what she thinks is right for her, and it's not yours. Don't take her personally.
Okay. Okay.
And, Deborah, do you have a father or a father figure in spirit? Because I see a gentleman in spirit. And
just
he's
grandfathers.
Right by your, okay, he's right by your side. He's very protective.
Okay.
I see all these little hearts, and he's there to help you really to go forward. And he wants you to, you know, to do something that you really feel like deep within your heart,
okay?
Because he's saying, honey, you deserve the very best. And where you are right now, this is not the best, okay?
Oh, no, it's bad. Okay. I mean, it's getting better. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Deborah. Okay, our next caller is from area code 510.
Hi.
Good morning, it's Leanne. Hi there, it's Leanne. How are you?
Hello,
hello
Leanne.
Leanne.
Hello, hello. So I'm back in California right now, and yeah, any messages that there are, I think that's the best way to go for me this morning.
Okay, well, Ginger's given me the peace sign, and she's saying Leanne needs to have a little bit of more internal peace. She's saying, girlfriend, what is going on? Oh, my goodness. So she's she's saying, like, she jumped upon the crazy train, and now she's there, and, you know, she's not in that calm place, you know, and you're not coming from a place of love, Leanne. Right now you're coming from a place of fear.
Yeah, I think I got a little bit of culture shock because, you know, the last call we did was with around my mom and me, and
yeah.
They're just old patterns. Just like, whoa, I'm just going to stay in this little room because it's just, ugh. And then I realize, you know, exactly practice what I preach and, it, you know, so it's yeah.
Okay. I'm getting there's a little forgiveness needed in this situation, all right?
Yes.
So that's one of the words, you know, Ginger came out with was forgiveness, okay?
Yep.
So she's saying, Leanne, she has GPS out. She's saying, you're going in the wrong direction. We've got to turn around, and we've got to get back on the path of peace and happiness.
Yeah, I agree. It just this is an interesting. Yeah, I think yeah. I'm just saying yes because it's true, and it's
okay.
Only
well,
because
what we're gonna do is, like you said, you don't even have to call AAA. You are so lucky, you know. I mean, you could say, oh my gosh, I'm on the wrong path, and Ginger just put. She put one of those boots on your car because you stopped at a light and she put a boot on the car saying, you're not going any further. You're going in the wrong direction, girlfriend. You know? So we're not going to tow you away, but what we're going to do is we're going to have Barbara come in, and she is one of the members with the, like we have AAA. I don't know if you have it in your area for any kind of,
yes.
Like, roadside assistance.
Yes.
Well, the AAA is the angels, and Barbara is one of their members, and she's pulling up. And Barbara, your wings are so amazing. So she's up and she's saying, you know, okay, hi, how can I help you? And we, of course, Ginger said, knows that you need a little bit of healing. So Barbara's going to, you know, she's going to connect with you now and give you some roadside assistance and give and help you to have the healing that you need. How does that sound?
Thank you. That sounds perfect.
Awesome. Barbara?
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Dear innate, I allow myself to change.
Dear innate, I allow myself to change.
Dear innate, I allow myself to see my path.
Dear innate, I allow myself to see my path.
Dear innate, I allow myself to live my purpose.
Dear innate, I allow myself to live my purpose.
Dear innate, no one else tells me what to do.
Dear innate, no one else tells me what to do.
Dear innate, I am the authority in my life.
Dear innate, I am the authority in my life.
Dear innate, I live from my heart.
Dear innate, I live from my heart.
Dear innate, I am always guided by love.
Dear innate, I am always guided by love.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better.
Dear innate, I allow myself to have the best.
Dear innate, I allow myself to have the best.
Dear innate, I allow myself to create the best.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to create the best.
Dear Innate, I honor and respect myself.
Dear Innate, I honor and respect myself.
I'll take a nice deep breath. Okay, and they're saying, you know what you are here to do. So in your heart,
yep.
you know. But sometimes
yep.
when it reaches your brain says, no, I'm not here for that.
Yeah.
Stop listening to your brain. It doesn't know what it's talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The monkey head. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and they're saying that you are on the right path. So take the steps that you, that your heart is leading you to, the steps that, that just feel right in your soul, and get out of your head.
Yeah.
And they're going to give you inspired actions to take, so take them.
Yeah. Yep. That's what works. That's what inspires. What energizes me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. This has just been a parts of it, you know, being grateful, and then I'm watching myself. You know, like DC said, it was like I can't say it in these words, but really, I was like finding myself reacting, and so I was like, "What is this?" It's like this is not no. But I had to be honest with it too, so then I can just kind of let it go and change it.
Yeah. There's things that are happening that are distracting you. You know, it's like
Yeah, that's actually
like that little dog and the squirrel and the dog is, you know.
Yeah, that's actually what I said. It's like I'm like you're just a distract. I've actually said, wow, okay. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Oh, Jackson.
No, that's not wow. Jackson. That's my
it's not
little
Jackson.
Nephew.
Oh, your little nephew. Oh, we got another little one. Okay.
Yes, we're surrounded by little people.
That's the good thing. I need to get near the little people again when I fly back. Yes, yes. Give me little people. Okay. Well.
Those are the trees there.
So this too shall pass. So that was good.
Yes.
This helped. I helped. They always do. New day.
Yes, and everything is getting better.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I'm not saying much.
You are welcome, sweetheart.
Yes. All right, thank you so much. I'll talk to you guys again soon.
Okay.
Blessings. Bye.
All right. I'll just send him away. Sorry, I'm having more than one conversation at a time as I'm walking around the house trying to do everything. All righty. All right. So I am going to put you on mute, Leanne. Thank you so much.
No problem. No problem.
Okay. So we are going to our last caller from area code 347.
Hi, Barbara. Hi, DC. This is your favorite caller, Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing really, really good. And I'm actually happy.
Oh, my gosh. Did the energy upcycling work?
Oh, you know what? It really, I really felt different, and I guess, untied, and I kind of just been imagining, like being unraveled, like from other people's cords and stuff like that,
uh-huh.
and other people's
yeah.
energy, and that kind of it's like a freeing experience. So it did. I think it did help clear some energy and just free me from other people's stuff. And I also feel I'm not. I don't know. I'm not. I guess I'm not. Say when things are happening, I'm not taking it. Like sometimes things happen for a good reason, even though the other person thinks they're being. You know, they could be feeling justified, but I don't have to get upset. I can say, you know what, this is an opportunity for a new beginning. It's like I'm,
yeah.
I guess I have a different perspective about
yeah.
certain things that are going on.
Wonderful.
Now. Yes, yes. Well, I'm calling because, where I'm staying at, the people want me to move, and I want to move as well. And I got to go away for the weekend, which is very, and I had a peaceful, beautiful weekend. And I kind of decided to move to Atlanta. And I think it'll be good for me. I'm kind of wondering what Jesus or my angels or my guides are feeling about this. Because I'm kind of, I don't know, I kind of want to feel like, I don't know if it's confidence or reassurance, I'm kind of going in the right direction.
Okay. Well, we'll hear what DC has to say, and then you'll hear what I have to say. And mine is really out there, so we'll let DC go first.
Well, you're bad, Barbara. The first thing I'm getting is Ginger saying, girlfriend, just don't run out the door right now, like right just yet. Hold on. You know, hold back for like a little bit, you know? So,
really?
Just a little bit. You've got to wait a little bit. And I'm getting, like, it's not bad or anything. You're going to have, like, you know, you're going to have, like, that abundance and, you know, sort of like the balance that you're needing, okay? But
uh-huh.
right now, it's time to be really grateful for everything that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then
mm-hmm.
you're going to be able to achieve everything in the right way, the right form. Because as we know, the universe never runs out of what we're asking for. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you're entitled to all that you're asking for. And in a way, I'm getting that you're sort of like not asking for everything that you're deserving of. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're not like really putting everything out there. Keisha, I'm getting you need a little bit more self-confidence. You need to really value yourself a little bit more.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I
okay.
agree with that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a little bit of, like you said, there's just a little bit of work to do before we can get you on the road again. It's like going in and, you know, you tell, you know, the guy at your local garage where you take your car to be serviced, can you check everything because I'm going on a road trip? Well, you wouldn't
mm-hmm.
go on this big road trip unless you, you know, check your gas, your fluids, the air pressure and your tires. Well, this is sort of like the same thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next thing that Ginger is showing me is she's saying, Mom, she's got some issues that are really down deep. Some old emotions, and they relate to her. And it's sort of like, you know, like you're feeling good, but you're pushing down anything that's not good because you don't want to lose this good feeling. So we've got to, you know, we've got to let whatever is down, like, way deep, we've got to let it surface so that you can just, like, release it once and for all and to heal it and to really be free to just, you know, get on that. I'm getting, like, the open road, and Ginger's showing me, you know, the windows are open, you're driving, and she has her nose out the passenger window, and she's just sniffing all the air and saying, don't you love it? Doesn't that smell great? It's called freedom, you know? So gotta release those old things that you're holding on to and forgive, you know, because they're within you. And you know what? It's sort of like, you know, you're putting an extra tire in your trunk in case something happens, but the tire has a flat. So what good will it be if it, you know, if you do need it, that tire is not going to be of help to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So in the same respect, we've got to get rid of, like, you know, that stuff that no longer serves you. It can be a little bit of, you know, toxic stuff, and there's no need for it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is that, like, is this stuff resonating with you?
Yeah, it's resonating. But what do they mean by wait? I'm thinking like the end by November 1st. Like, that's kind of waiting I'm talking about.
Well,
like a few weeks.
And you're getting ready now. We're trying to get you, like, ready, like, road ready here. We're trying to get you ready and prepared. And you've got to stay a little bit more relaxed, you know, connect with that happy place that you have. And you have...
It's a little,
like,
hard because somebody's kind of, like, threatening to take me to court. So it's a little hard. You know, it's like,
well,
part of me is relaxing, and then part of me is like, well, I need to rush.
Okay, and... You know, it's interesting. You think all the time, and your head is just like, it's like a little hamster on a wheel up there, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you're not feeling, and you're not, you know, like really, like, you know, with other things. I know that you've been hurt, and like, you know, this doesn't help either. But the way that you're, you know, going about things is not the way that the divine wants you to do it. Okay. You know, let go and let God, whatever the situation is, let go and let God, and allow there to be a divine solution. Because if you're holding on to something and you're worried, you're not allowing there to be a solution. Okay? Archangel Michael is standing right next to you. Okay? And he wants
mm-hmm.
to help you as well. So what I want to do is I want to turn you over to Barbara, because, like I said, you have, like, emotions and different things. There's father issues. There's forgiveness. You've got, like, this encasement around your heart. So... You're like, in other words, your spiritual vehicle is not ready for the road yet, okay?
Well, it's not ready to stay where I'm staying at either, so. But, okay.
Okay,
well,
we're going to get a Barbara right now. Come in, Barbara, for Ginger's yelling. Auntie Barbara,
thank,
really fast.
Thank
we
you,
need.
DC.
Okay. So when you said you were moving,
uh-huh.
the first thing I heard was New Zealand.
Okay.
And then I started hearing the song A Land Down Under. I'm coming from a land down under. I can't remember the words, but that's what I'm hearing. That's what they're saying about your move. I don't know if you've even thought about leaving the country. You're definitely going
no.
someplace as far away as New Zealand. But that's what they're telling me.
Oh, no.
Okay. Just let yourself think about it a little, though, because they're saying that it would be your new beginning. It feels like Atlanta is kind of a repeat of what you're experiencing in New York. It's like it's not... a big enough opportunity for your own growth. That's what it feels like. Now, it's completely up to you where you go, you know. Of course, if you do go to New Zealand, you know, I get to come and visit you there, so.
No, I was actually thinking about either Atlanta, but I've been to Atlanta before. So I'm either thinking about Atlanta or actually Charlotte, North Carolina. Those are the two places I'm thinking about. But Atlanta, I kind of have feelings about, because when I was there before, even though I've educated myself, I've grown, when I was there before, I had a hard time finding a job. But I had a hard time finding a job in New York as well. But New York, that was kind of like when the housing market crashed or whatever, so I lost a lot of things. So I don't know if I have a fear that I'm not going to be able to keep a job. You know, I think that's my main fear, yeah. But I won't
okay.
be able to take care of myself. Yeah. So that's kind of attached with Atlanta because I was there before and it happened. I lost everything there before.
Well, they're saying of the choices of Atlanta or Charlotte, you would be happier in Charlotte. Now, I'm
but
not
you
telling
know
you need to move to Charlotte.
Yeah.
That's completely up to
no,
you.
No, no, no. No, I was going to go to Atlanta for not like you know, they're not that far from each other. I was going to Atlanta just to get from where I'm at now. And what I was going to do was I'm not necessarily planning on living in Atlanta like for more than a year or so. I was going to get settled and then maybe check Charlotte out, see if I want to move there. You know, but it just was going to get me south. But every time I do my tarot cards for Atlanta or North Carolina, it tells me North Carolina, not yet, not yet. But it says good things when I say Atlanta.
Okay. So they're saying, what are your fears about moving to North Carolina?
Well, it's not that they're my fears. Like, someone told me they lived there before. A couple of people I know been there before, and my friend said that there's more people I know in Atlanta than Charlotte. So he was saying that when you're somewhere and you don't really see people you know, you feel lonely. So I think my fear is feeling lonely.
Okay.
But I can be in New York and feel lonely too. And you can live in a house with people, because if they don't emotionally care about you, you're alone anyway. So I think sometimes I use New York as a place to hide my loneliness, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm one of those people that I have moved a few times in my life to places I've never been before and didn't know anyone. And
really?
You know, within a month, you have friends. So it's not like, you know, you're going to be alone forever. You know, you may meet somebody the day that you get there who becomes your friend.
Now, there's some family friends there. I have a cousin there. I do know some people, just that I know more people in Atlanta, and I used to live in Atlanta. And I have a fear, like, when I'm driving around down south, believe it or not, I have a fear of not knowing where I'm going. And because I know Atlanta, I feel a little safer. You get what I'm saying? I know the direction.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's do some dear innate statements and get rid of the fear, and then you can choose wherever you want to live, simply because that's where you want to live. And don't forget to think about New Zealand. Okay. Dear innate, I release the fear of being alone.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being alone.
Dear innate, I release the pattern of loneliness in my life.
Dear innate, I release the pattern of loneliness in my life.
Dear innate, I accept that I have the power to live anywhere I choose.
Dear innate, I accept that I have the power to live anywhere I choose.
Dear innate, I open to following my heart.
Dear innate, I'm open to following my heart.
Dear innate, I am creating an absolutely extraordinary, exquisite life.
Dear innate, I am creating an absolutely extraordinary, exquisite life.
Dear innate, I no longer need to play it safe.
Dear innate, I no longer need to play it safe.
Dear innate, I release the fear of the unknown.
Dear innate, I release the fear of the unknown.
Dear innate, I give myself the freedom to follow my heart.
Dear innate, I give myself the freedom to follow my heart.
Dear innate, I know that no matter where I live, I will be loved.
Dear innate, I know no matter where I live, I will be loved.
Dear innate, I release the ties from the places I've lived.
Dear innate, I release the ties from the places I've lived.
Dear innate, I release any need to create problems with moving.
Dear innate, I release the need to create any problems with moving.
Dear innate, my life flows beautifully.
Dear innate, my life flows beautifully.
Dear innate, I see the good in every situation.
Dear innate, I see the good in every situation.
And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Feel a little more relaxed. Yeah, I feel a little more less stressed. Yes, my sister's kind of like threatening to take me to court to put me at her house. It's not just her house, it's my mother's house, but I guess my mother's down with whatever. And I want to move myself, so I'm just hoping I'll be able to move within a few weeks.
Okay. Dear innate, my sister does not have power over me.
Dear innate, my sister does not have power over me.
Dear innate, my sister's issues are hers, not mine.
Dear innate, my sister's issues are hers, not mine.
Dear innate, I do what is right for myself.
Dear innate, I do what is right for myself.
Dear innate, I let go of any fear of my family.
Dear innate, I let go of any fear from my family.
Dear innate, I choose my life.
Dear innate, I choose my life.
I'll take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Really relaxing. Yeah, it feels really, I don't know, I'm finding peace.
Good. Because they're telling me your sister's being a bully.
Yes, she is. She is, yeah. She's bullying me. Yeah. But my mother's down with it, so, you know.
Your mother's a bully, too. You know that.
Of course. I know she's her minion. My sister's her minion, so. Yeah, they're basically bullying me, but I want to move as well. I just want to, I want to, where I go, I just want to make sure I have a job. If I have a job or a flow of money, I'm good. Like, I guess I want to make sure I could take care of myself.
You can. No matter where you go, you can, and you will. And that's really not anything you ever need to worry about.
I hope not.
Okay, so Ginger, and she just showed me a visual from Facebook. It's a little animal, a cat, in a those transporter cages that they have to take into the vet and stuff.
Uh huh.
But the cat is only in the bottom half of this, and there's no tap on it. And the cat is focusing on the problem, looking out the door that you open up to let the cat out, and the cat's not looking to the sides to see that she can jump out either side or the back. There's nothing holding her in there. So it's sort of like you're holding yourself there within this problem, hon.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
And you've got to let go of it, as Barbara said. You know, they're just being bullies. And, you know, allow there to be a divine solution. And, you know, when you give it away, the problem's not yours. And you are such an amazing person. You're so talented. Please, you know,
thank
just
you.
Allow that to get where you need to be, because we can't wait to hear all the good stuff.
I know. I'm ready. I'm ready to move. I would love to just live somewhere else, out of New York, and do what I enjoy. That's my dream. I think just because of whatever happened before when I was on my own and living in Atlanta. But I have went to college and everything since then. So, I don't know. It just was stressful down there, trying to find employment and stuff like that, and never knowing if you were going to get fired and stuff like that, or be able to keep what you have. You know what I mean? So I guess that anxiety comes up, but I have to keep reminding myself, hey, I went to law school, so I'll be a lawyer soon. You know, I've enhanced my skills and stuff.
Yeah. And you're not the person you used to be. So your life is not meant to be exactly the way it was before. So look for employment in both places. Again, they're saying look in Charlotte.
Someone called me from Atlanta on Monday, and then someone emailed me from Charlotte yesterday, and I emailed her back and told her I'm relocating. Yeah, I am.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Don't limit yourself. Okay.
Well, I will let you ladies know how it go, but my plans are definitely to leave New York City.
Okay. And if you end up in New Zealand, let me know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm still hearing that song, so I don't know what it is. But
no, you know what? I was waiting for a permanent job in New York. But the people, they just never got back to me. And I went on all of these interviews and just never heard anything. And I said, you know what? I don't care this, for this job. I thought I get something somewhere else. I'm just going. So I will let you ladies know what happened.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you both so much.
You are welcome. Have a great day.
You both too. Thank you.
That's too funny. I am really going to crack up if she ends up in New Zealand. Okay. Our last caller, I'm assuming this is our last caller, Mary Code 901. Hi.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
This is Felicia.
And what can we do for you today?
Well, I was hoping to get a divine message. I could use one, I think.
Ooh, you feel like your life is in some weird kind of turmoil. Okay. Well, we would ordinarily go to D.C. at this point, but D.C. has suddenly disappeared. Well, that is weird. Okay. You made D.C. disappear. No, kidding. So what is going on? What is this turmoil? I just feel all of this bubbly stuff.
Well, I mean, you know, life is just life, so that's okay. There's always stuff going on. There's always, you know, some hardships and stuff. That's okay. I'm used to that. You know, that's just life. Everybody has it.
What is it that's tugging at your heart? This is something that's really messing with you.
Well, I don't know exactly how to put this, but so I'm psychic and, you know, I have abilities and everything, and I'm trying to use them to help people. And sometimes, you know, it just gets a little difficult because it's not an easy path. It's kind of like a blessing, but it's also kind of difficult. And I know you guys can understand that. So I'm just kind of like, what should I do next? Because I'm really just trying to help people, and it's not always the easiest path. So I think I'm just kind of like in a little confused state as to what I should do next or focus on, sort of. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. And we're going to do some dear innate statements and clear you up a little bit, because there's just too much stuff in the way. Okay, so repeat what I say.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release all of the energies that are not mine.
Dear innate, I release all the energies that are not mine.
Dear innate, it is not my job to save others.
Dear innate, it is not my job to save others.
Dear innate, I do not take on other people's problems.
Dear innate, I do not take on other people's problems.
Dear innate, I value myself.
Dear innate, I value myself.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, using my gifts leaves me feeling good.
Dear innate, using my gifts leaves me feeling good.
Dear innate, even though I am empathic, I do not take on other people's energy.
Dear Nate, even though I am empathic, I do not take on other people's energies.
Dear Nate, I have the right to be at peace.
Dear Nate, I have the right to be at peace.
Dear Nate, I create peace in my own life.
Dear Nate, I create peace in my own life.
Dear Nate, I am of service to myself.
Dear Nate, I am of service to myself.
Dear Nate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Nate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Nate, I love and accept myself.
Dear Nate, I love and accept myself.
Take a nice deep breath. Oh, that's much, much better. How do you feel?
It's funny because when I was doing all that, it was all so against my nature. So
I know.
I was like... So
it's
that's
time
what I was thinking.
It's time for you to stop taking on other people's garbage. It just weighs you down. God, it just weighs you down so much. And it doesn't do them any good. It does not make their life better if you take on their garbage. They don't have less garbage. They simply create more garbage to fill in the gap that's there from you taking some garbage. You are never making their life better when you take on their garbage. Never. So don't do it.
That's true.
There's this group of angels and they're forming a circle around you, and they've got their arms up. It's like they're keeping you from taking on anybody's stuff.
Yeah.
They want you to be in your light, to allow your light to shine, to allow the love to come forth. But it can't fully do that if you are always taking in all of this other crap, which is just burying you and hiding your light and hiding your gifts. Your gifts are actually much more powerful than you realize, but you don't get to experience that because you've been taking in all of this crap. And they're saying, don't take crap, not anybody ever, not even the people you love most. Do not take on their crap. So
yeah.
Apparently you needed to hear that.
I'm sure I did.
So what's important
thank
to you?
Yeah. Hmm?
What's important to you?
My family and helping people. That's, you know, my animals. Those are the most important things.
Okay. So they're saying that the most important thing in your life should be you. Because if you make you the very best that you can be, then you can be more for your family, for the people that you are serving, for all of the beautiful animals that you always want to bring home. And they're saying, you know, you have to set limits. You can't bring them all home. But it's like you are this amazing caregiver who never gives care to herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you need to change. So, dear Nate, it is safe for me to care for me.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to care for me.
Dear Nate, even though this goes against everything I've ever been, I am putting myself first.
Dear Nate, even though this goes against everything that I've ever been, I'm putting myself first.
Dear Nate, I matter.
Dear innate, I matter.
Dear innate, I come from the love of me.
Dear innate, I come from the love of me.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I am releasing all attachments to everyone and everything.
Dear innate, I am releasing all attachments to everyone and everything.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to be myself.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to be myself.
Take a nice deep breath. You feel so much more peaceful now.
Yeah,
like
it
you're
feels
a new
a
person.
Different.
Yeah.
Really? That's going to be hard to do all that. I can't even imagine that, but.
Yeah, you just did it. Everything you said, you just did it. You just changed your energy. You just changed who you are. It's not something that's going to happen later. You just did it.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I thank
you
so much.
You need to look at your life and look at the situations, whatever it is that you're dealing with, and ask, what is the best thing for me? And sometimes the answer will be not to do anything. And I know that's going to be incredibly hard for you, but listen to it. Seriously, because other people have to learn by going through whatever it is they are going through. So if you are getting in the way and trying to help them, you're actually keeping them from moving forward with their own lives. The only life you need to be working on is yours. You can share messages about things with other people, but you don't need to fix them. Not even your family members. You do not need to fix them. You can empower them, which is a completely different way of being. So,
yeah.
Open up to you being the powerful woman that you are and loving and respecting yourself right now, even as you are changing. Love and respect yourself right now. And it'll have a tremendous impact on everything. And you'll find that most of the things that you've been concerned about or worried about will just kind of fall away because they weren't yours to begin with. And if they're not yours, leave them alone. They're not yours, you know. You wouldn't go over to your next door neighbor's house and start rearranging their furniture because it's not yours. Stop doing that with people. Stop taking on things that are not yours. And I know I'm going against what you've been taught, but they're saying you really, really, really need to hear this. If it's not yours, leave it alone.
Yeah, I will definitely try that. Okay, thank you so
much. No, you're not going to try it. You're going to do it. Trying is a cop-out. You are making these changes in your life. And if you need me to help you, then you know where to find me, and you do. And I will. And you know that. So there's no excuse.
Okay? Okay.
I'm going to keep an eye on you now.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You are welcome, sweetheart. And it is your life is going to get better. It really is.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling. All right. That is our show for today. And DC dropped out and could not come back. Because officially the show was over, so she couldn't dial back in. But we will be back on Sunday evening. And we hope that everyone has an absolutely wonderful day. I'm sending you all lots and lots of love. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.